Here again I'm reminded of the lyrics of our songs. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster. Makes us stronger, right? That it is through doing these things. It's not that we get stronger, it makes us stronger. The same as the Kanye lyric, that the don't kill me only makes me stronger. Right, and what's implied in that quote that we all know is that something that's pushing you to the limit, that might push you beyond your limit, that might end you or destroy you. It's not necessarily kill you, is it? It might emotionally destroy you with failure. It might mentally destroy you because the pressure just gets too hard. And if you make it through, it only makes you stronger. Because the actions you've taken have demanded you to get stronger. It's like we talked about in Harder about when I was in Vail and learning a lot of these lessons. Was it every day on the mountain I would charge it hard. Going hard skiing uphills when I needed to. Pushing hard downhills, pushing through moguls. That skiing that hardest stuff, you get stronger, don't you? Your legs get stronger. Working out at altitude, your lungs get stronger. And by doing these hard things, your mind gets stronger. And what I saw at the time was that my work had been really hard, but that on the mountain I only wanted to ski the stuff that was hard, that would force me to get stronger. And that you can think about your work the same way. If it's hard, if it's challenging you, it's making you stronger. A client of mine for 3 years now has been pushing hard and hard and hard to get their business started. And it has literally been the most grueling 3 years of their career, even though they pushed hard now for some 20 years. But in doing this, they've gotten 10 times, 100 times, a million times stronger than they were. Not just physically, because they always work long hours, but mentally, emotionally, stronger because they're doing something that's pushed them beyond their limits. And that's what I saw in Vail as well, that if you pick up that task that pushes you beyond your limits, you only get stronger. Or you can recede. You can give up. You can say it's too hard. You can say you're not strong enough. These are always choices, aren't they? And maybe there's strength in conceding, depending on the circumstances. And maybe there's strength in deciding to get stronger, because that's what the task demands. And this has been a theme in all of these tracks, hasn't it? In Harder, working harder, doing harder things, in building a harder you. You're getting stronger, aren't you? In Better, what does it take to get better? Running your processes of continuous improvement. Systems for learning. Continually focusing on how are you getting better? Is that easy? Or is developing yourself demanding? That makes you stronger. And what about in Faster? All these notions of resistance. How does the resistance make you stronger? As one of my clients puts it, who's building a paradigm-shifting business, if he didn't face any resistance, he wouldn't have to get stronger and rise to the occasion. Think about the way that resistance makes you stronger in the gym. Literally, you get strong by exerting your body against the resistance of weights, of bands. In, say, yoga, you're getting stronger against the resistance of your body and gravity. All day, every day, us humans get stronger, competing against gravity, which is why in space your muscles atrophy. And those little green men are little green men, aren't they? Because they have less gravity for their muscles and bodies to grow strong. Takes that resistance. Think about a kid walking. You could crawl your entire life, couldn't you? What strength does it take? What do we learn at a deep level? A notion in psychology called embodied cognition. What do we learn in our bodies about standing up over and over again and falling down? That resistance is like skiing, falling over, bashing your head. Yet you get back up again, don't you? Because it's that resistance that makes us stronger. And what about any of those actions that get in your way? What are some of those things that you want to do faster, or that you want to do that are harder, or ways that you're getting better? But taking these actions in the world, you are getting stronger. And maybe you're looking out at them and you're thinking to yourself, you're not yet strong enough. How will you be when you are stronger? Even if you don't feel like you're stronger, perhaps taking those actions will prove to you that you are stronger than you believe yourself to be. Who are some of those role models in the world that you look to? People who are strong enough to do those things that matter. Who are stronger in the way they take actions. It's like there's a fake quote that's often attributed to Gandhi. You've probably heard it. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you. Then you win. Isn't that a great quote? Whoever made it up? Because doesn't it equate those actions that you're taking in the world that can be hard demand you getting stronger? So people who break scientific paradigms, we know what that takes, don't we? That in science, paradigms build up over tens, hundreds, thousands of years. Then people like Galileo come along and say, no. The sun doesn't revolve around our little planet. We revolve around the sun. How strong did he have to be? Almost murdered for having that view. What about in our modern world? Who are those people who get up and stand for something where other people tell them to sit down? I just saw Rosa Parks. What sort of strength does that take? See, people call themselves activists in our modern world, but they're really just saying the consensus view. Maybe that takes some strength. Yet, when people are agreeing with you, how strong do you need to be relative to when people are yelling at you to sit back down? It takes that resistance, doesn't it? And what sort of resistance are you pushing in your life? You might not be pushing that rock up a hill. It might not be like physically working your body against resistance in the gym. It might be mental resistance. It might just be that drifting mind. It might be the brain lacking focus, just wanting more novelty. And that resistance is challenging you to build a stronger mind. What are those things? Those actions that make you stronger. And this leads us into principle one, anvils. You want to get stronger? Get yourself an anvil. This notion I came up with when I was feeling really beaten up by my work. And it feels really dramatic in hindsight now, to be honest with you, because well, since then I've just conditioned myself so much that those things that used to seem really hard and that were these anvils I was getting beaten against now seem, well, just kind of par for the course. And there are other anvils that I've picked up. But back then when I came up with this idea of anvils, it was to see, just like skiing hard can be fun. You can make doing hard things fun. I saw that those hard things that we do are like an anvil. That if you want to mold steel, you heat it up and you bash it against an anvil. And in doing that, you take this thing that used to be really solid and you make it weaker with heat. And then as you beat it, you form it. You forge that steel. And then you cool it down and it gets even stronger. That process of bashing it into shape is what makes it stronger. And the same is true with us. That these actions that we take in the world, the trying, the striving, the things that push you to your limits, are these anvils. Spinning and doing pirouettes on her tippy toes is the anvil that makes the ballerina's feet stronger. Is there another way she could get there? Or is that anvil what's required to keep conditioning her for that action? When you train Muay Thai, one of the habits you get into, I talked about earlier, with a rolling pin, you roll your shins. That rolling pin literally is the anvil for strengthening your shins so that you can take that stronger action to block a kick with your shins or to put a sharpened shin into someone else's leg or their ribcage. That by using that anvil to get your shins stronger, you strengthen your actions. And what about all the other anvils in our lives? What are those anvils that you pick up? What are the things that you do that are hard for you, that force you to develop into a stronger person? I think of the example we talked about back in Harder of former Navy SEAL Goggins and that Instagram message he led for that Buds class 335. Don't wish it was easier. Wish it to be harder. Because the harder it is, the harder you must strive against that anvil and forge yourself into the person that you're destined to be. A client of mine was terrified of public speaking, but he had a problem. As a CEO, it was part of his job. And if he wasn't good at it, then he'd be slower at motivating his team, slower at building his business, slower at positioning himself in the marketplace, less effective, worse. And by using that anvil of public speaking, that thing that used to be hard for him to get stronger, he felt himself to be stronger and more capable in lots of other ways as well. A great thing on anvils is the reminder that there ain't no such thing as a magic pill. Steel doesn't forge itself, does it? It requires that anvil to bend it into shape. What about us humans? You take a diet pill, you might get into better shape. Get your stomach stapled, you might get into better shape. Did you get stronger? Did you get healthier? Did you use that anvil to mold yourself into the person that's stronger? What about that ADHD pill? Yes, I know, some people really need it. They have focus problems. But what about all the other people who use it and instead never get stronger in the mind? Never train their focus. It's like crutches, aren't they? They're really important if you've broken your leg or your ankle and you need a way to get around. But at some point you have to put back the crutches, don't you? Because that's what enables you to get stronger. Will you ever be able to run and walk as effectively with those crutches? What about training wheels on a bike? They're helpful, aren't they? They're a good magic pill for riding better. Yet, to get stronger on that bike, you have to get rid of that crutch and forge yourself against the anvil of the two wheels, the challenge of balancing. That just like having your stomach stapled, it's not that you look slimmer. It's who are you becoming when you pick up that anvil. See, it's not that you do 50 push-ups a day, using the anvil of gravity to keep getting stronger. It's when you get to push-up number 43 and it's really hard. Who do you become pushing out those other seven? In the movie Limitless, which, as I've talked about, I've modeled and have this book Building Your Limitless Mind. Eddie Moore takes this magic pill that unleashes his potential, makes him smarter, makes him better, yet halfway through the movie it's clear that if he keeps taking the pill, it's going to kill him. So he has to train himself against the anvil of that task to get stronger. What about you? What are some of those anvils that if you were to pick them up and lift them higher, you get stronger? What are the ways that you avoid your anvils? That you look for those magic pills that might be helpful, by the way. It's always good to find an advantage if you can. Yet at what cost? What anvils, when you pick them up, make you stronger? What are those things in your career and life, those anvils of yours, that you're using to get stronger? This is practice number one. Just think about these anvils in your life. What are they? What anvils have you used in the past to get stronger? What are the anvils that you're facing now? What anvils might you pick up because you choose to get stronger? A buddy of mine is an Olympic-level tennis coach, and he has an interesting way of seeing it, where he says that Roger Federer is a much better tennis player because of Djokovic. If Nadal and Djokovic hadn't shown up on the scene, Federer might not have had to push his game to that higher level, the competition being his anvil. A client of mine, a CEO, sees the world the same way. He has a really difficult competitor. Imagine competing against Amazon, for instance. You might get crushed by that anvil, or it will force you to get stronger and better. That makes me think as well to mention that your anvil might crush you. As Kanye raps, that don't kill you only makes you stronger. But if you're picking up a real serious anvil, it might do you serious damage. So are you willing to get stronger? What does it take to get stronger? Where in your life are you looking for more anvils? Where do you wish, like Federer, you had another anvil? A way that forced you to get stronger? A friend of mine has a disabled child. She, of course, loves her kid for who they are and says all the time that it's forced her to be a better mother, that it's forced her to be stronger, that the additional challenges and stresses have made her a better woman. So these anvils aren't always these great things in our life. But what are those anvils that make you stronger? Again, in the workbook, you would really benefit from writing about this stuff. Think about your anvils. What are they? Where are they? How are you picking them up? Principle two here on actions is conditioning. And really what we're coming back to on principle two is the stuff we've been hitting all the way through this masterclass. In FASTER, the four-step method we went through is a way of conditioning yourself to keep moving through resistance. In BETTER, perfect practice, system for learning, system for continuous improvement. And harder. Conditioning yourself in every way to be harder. And the key to these anvils, and the key to these actions that challenges you to a new level, is conditioning. You don't forge that steel by bashing it once, do you? In the same way that a marathon runner doesn't get strong by running 10 miles, they keep conditioning over and over again through repetition to keep getting stronger. So when you think about conditioning as it relates to the actions that you're taking getting stronger, how do you see them conditioning you? What do you see in your behaviors that feels like you're being conditioned? So if you're at the gym and you're lifting weight, it's very directly conditioning you, isn't it? And what about those tough sales meetings? As my client who does a lot of selling says, every time he hears no, it conditions him. Not just to be immune to hearing no, but it conditions him to go after the yes even more. So you can take those actions that are hard, that forge you, and you can fail, you can falter, or you can use them to keep conditioning you more. Like Rocky running up the stairs. Is he conditioning himself for the stairs? Or is he conditioning himself for when that fight gets tough? How does he get tougher? How do you dig deeper when you really need it? Because you've conditioned yourself to be stronger, to go harder, to do more. A way of thinking about conditioning that can be helpful is to see it like pressure testing. That you're constantly testing yourself to see what you can handle. So if you're conditioning yourself by doing public speaking, how do you do with 10 people in the room? Now, how do you do with 20 or 30? How do you do with 50 or 100? So you're constantly increasing the rate of challenge, testing yourself against that pressure and conditioning yourself more. What about in a goal that you're thinking about? Say in your leading. How are you conditioning yourself to lead stronger? What are those difficult leadership situations where you can falter, where you can avoid taking that action? But just by standing there in that box, you're conditioning yourself for better actions. A buddy of mine takes cold showers. To start with, when he began doing it, it was really hard. It was uncomfortable. Now he doesn't even notice it, because he's conditioned himself this way. Like the Iceman that we talked about earlier, Wim Hof. You can condition yourself in every way to be stronger and to keep training yourself to go harder when faced with more pressure. So what are the ways that you pressure test yourself? Standing up and speaking your opinion when it's hard. How does that condition you? In the same way that pushing out those 7 extra push-ups, how does that condition you? That you're conditioning yourself to do these things that were once harder, and you get stronger. So let's talk practice too here, specifically on conditioning cycles. Remember in Faster, we talked about running faster cycles. So you can get faster feedback, so you can test faster. How do you think about your conditioning cycles here? What actions might you say resist that if you just dive in, you condition yourself more and more for them, that you get stronger faster? And more generally, think about the actions that we talked about in principle and practice one. The anvils that you're picking up. the ways you're choosing to get stronger. And just ask yourself here, how might you condition yourself stronger? Where might you see that you've been looking for a magic pill when you can see new ways now to condition yourself? Where you might have been using the equivalent of your training wheels, for instance, needing to have a real meticulous speech to do public speaking versus standing up and having the confidence that you can do it naturally. So where might you take the training wheels off and get faster? Run faster conditioning cycles. Where might you be conditioning yourself more aggressively? Like a buddy of mine who's into Pilates, always trying to raise the bar. Or when I used to train jiu-jitsu, at the end of class, we'd have to put on 100 arm bars. Your arms, by the time you're done, are so numb. Yet they condition you to put those arm bars on under any conditions. So how might you condition yourself more? Well, it's just a very basic practice. In one of these goals that you're focused on, in the actions that you're taking to be stronger, how can you amp up your conditioning? Because we know this, don't we, that knowledge is what? You got it. You don't get stronger watching Arnie, do you? You don't get in better shape from reading diet books. So how are you taking the knowledge and the summaries and doing the practices, conditioning yourself stronger? All right, so that's category one, stronger actions, anvils, conditioning. Now let's talk category two here, stronger you, stronger mind, stronger body, stronger emotionally.